1, 2, 3, 4.
DCE and the Cool Jazz Set. This is Lynn Ariel, and I'm so excited to be coming to Richmond to perform for the Richmond Jazz Society on September 9th. Joining me will be vocalist Carla Cook. We'll be doing two shows, 7 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. I hope you'll join us for some great music. And now, here's the host of the award-winning Cool Jazz Set, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. Lynn Ariel, one of my favorite pianists and composers as well. And that's exactly right. Lynn is coming to Richmond on Tuesday, September the 9th. And I will be performing for the Richmond Jazz Society at the Capitol Ale House down 623 East Main Street. And I'll be there, and I hope that you will join me. It'll be a great show. She's bringing Carla Cook with her. She'll have a great trio. And I think you will really enjoy it. She is really quite impressive on the piano. And she's also a wonderful person, and I look forward to seeing her. I saw her a few years back down at Snug Harbor in a little club in New Orleans, and have been a big fan of hers ever since. Well, welcome to the Cool Jazz Set. I'm sorry I wasn't here with you last week. I want to thank my good friend Josh for sitting in for me, and it's great to be back. I've got a great show for you. We'll get started, by the way, with something from Miss Lynn Ariel. This is from her latest release. I think you'll like it. It's entitled Convergence, and this is a tune and type titled Elements. So here's Miss Lynn Ariel. Thank you. Thank you. How Deep is the Ocean, Irving Berlin's classic tune, played by pianist David Hazeltine and his trio featuring George Mraz on bass and Billy Drummond on drums. A nice recording. Alice in Wonderland, the title of the album, and it's on the Venus record label. Before that, we heard an early vinyl recording that I have. Gene Krupa plays Jerry Mulligan arrangements, and we heard the old tune Margie, which I'm sure many of you heard, and some of the musicians that listen have played. And that featured some pretty good players on that. Alto saxophonist Phil Woods was on that. Trombonist was Billy Byers. And the tenor saxophonist Ed Wasserman. The great Gene Krupa Orchestra playing Jerry Mulligan arrangements. And we opened the show tonight with a real favorite here on the Cool Jazz Set, Miss Lynn Arielle, who is coming to Richmond. She'll be performing on September the 9th for the Richmond Jazz Society. And you can get tickets for that, too. Call the Richmond Jazz Society. Tomorrow is Labor Day, and I think they'll be taking calls, but you can leave a message and they'll return it to get your tickets and reservations. Call 643-1972, 643-1972. The show will be the You Know How I Feel tour. Lynn Arielle and Carla Cook celebrating the music of Nina Simone, Abby Lincoln, and Joni Mitchell. So you won't want to miss that. It'll be at the Capitol Ale House in downtown at 623 East Main. Parking is very easy because if you get there around 6 o'clock, you can park right there on the side street, no problem at all. The food is great, so get there at 6 and have some of their great food that the Capitol Ale House has, and then stay for the great show that will start at 7. And it'll be one show at 7 p.m., and we look forward to seeing you there. And I look forward to seeing Lynn Arielle again. She is really something. Okay, we heard some really nice stuff. Here's a request that I had that I couldn't play the last time. I'm going to fit it in tonight. This is the Four Freshmen and Live Trombones album, and this was just recorded a couple of years ago. And this is Our Love Is Here to Stay.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may grow. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Lou Soloff. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids love hanging out, listening to music, and talking about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. Playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in cooperative and respectful ways. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And August is Cool Jazz Month, and here we are, last day of August. I hope you guys are having a nice, long, and safe weekend, Labor Day weekend, and it's 92 degrees outside the studio, but it's cool in here as it should be. This is the Cool Jazz Set, and we're delighted to be here tonight playing some of this great American art for you. I'd like to give a very special welcome to our listeners who tune in on WYAP Radio at 101.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. Also, our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who tune in on KDUP FM, and also to our friends in Geneva, New York, who are listening on the very popular Geneva Community Radio. So, hello and welcome to you all, as well as our regular listeners. We appreciate you so very much. Well, one of the artists that we have played over the last couple of years, and people keep requesting more, is the album, her first album, actually, and I hope she'll do another one soon, by Miss Chloe Brisson. And she did this when she was not quite 17 years old. She is now a sophomore at the New England Conservatory for Music and is quite a very popular singer. But this is a marvelous recording that she did. She's got an absolutely beautiful voice, and what a great future she has as well. So I want to play a track from this, actually. It's the title track from Chloe Brisson's album entitled Blame It on My Youth. And by the way, the pianist on this is the great Bill Mays.
Curl. Don't blame it on my heart. Blame it on my
Miss Chloe Brisson from her album, Blame It on My Youth. What a nice trio backing her, too. Bill Mays' trio with Martin Wind on bass and Matt Wilson on drums. The tenor saxophonist and arranger on that album, Fred Haas. And she has a nice website, chloebrisson.com. That's spelled C-H-L-O-E-B-R-I-S-S-O-N. And we're expecting big things from her. No question about that. Before that, I played a long medley that I thought you might like. This was the Resonance Big Band paying tribute to the great Oscar Peterson, the pianist on that Marian Petrescu. And it's on the Resonance record label. And we heard a West Side Story medley, 13 minutes long. Hope you enjoyed that. Up next, one of my favorite people I've gotten to know over the last 20 years or more, the great bassist Chuck Israels, who, of course, was so important to the Bill Evans Trio for a number of years. But he's in Portland, and he is playing with a great band that he's put together, the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra. And this is from his latest recording. Thought you'd like to hear a track from it. This is Who Can I Turn To? The Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra.